We were discussing about how cleaning, studies show, turns your partner on, like having a clean house and cleaning for them and different things. And then we started talking about relationships and about divorce. And Josie, you know, you mentioned about how all your friends, they said they tried for years, their female friends, they tried for years, and then they didn't get the help they needed, so they left. Well, my divorce attorney said when women shut it off, it's rare they can flip it back on.
I would agree with that.
And I think part of that is hormonal.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, of course you're capable of saying, like, if the roles reverse and a guy was trying to get his wife to maybe be different in some ways and she was reluctant or it didn't happen, and then you're like, I can't do this anymore. Like, and they're like, you know what? Actually, I do want to try. A guy would be like, okay, let's try it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, give them the chance to do it. But I mean, I do think, I know lots of divorces happen after people have kids because of the stress, but then also big hormone changes. And I think the thing that Jason sent, it was they're talking about after or when you're in the menopausal phase of your life, divorces are through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And then I find interesting, and Josie, maybe you know a little bit more about this, like 80% of lesbian marriages end in divorce.
80%.
Oh, that's, you got two people that are like,
I would just say that gay and lesbian in general.
I don't know
that,
about gay. They said lesbian specifically.
I would say that lesbian and gay relationships just move at the speed of light, and every gay person I know jokes about that.
Do we know if they're lipstick lesbians or just?
It doesn't matter. I think there's a joke. It's like, what do you call the second date for a lesbian? Move-in day?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the joke.
Right.
But my friends who've all gotten divorced as females begged the husbands to go to counseling.
That's their side
begged,
of it.
And they said that the reason for the divorce was the inattentiveness. The men kind of just stopped paying attention to them, not helping with the children, not contributing to the family. They just kind of got complacent to the point of, where are you? And the woman was carrying all this. And it may be hormones, but it was exhaustion.
And then the counterintuitive nature of that. And of course, there's reasons for people not to be together.
Sorry, can I make one point to Josie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Josie, then a lot of these women, after the fact, years later, after time, kind of say, the divorce was not necessary. I don't know why.
No, none of my friends have said that. They all got remarried to a man that is a much better fit, and they seem much happier.
But, I mean, statistically.
I have not seen that.
Yeah.
I have definitely not seen that.
In fact, second marriages are, no offense, Jerry.
No, I know. They end.
I mean, I could give you the names of these women if you wanted to call and ask. But
I know tons of people that are single moms, and it's a disaster.
Yeah.
And
then I can't imagine
it's
being a single mom.
Or single dad. I mean, but it's counterintuitive. They're like, they don't think they're getting as much help. So then they become a single mom where they have even less help.
I will tell you, though, these men they left.
Of course there's bad situations.
I know them, and I cannot imagine being married to these men.
Yeah, and there's two sides to every story, though. Ugh. But I can't speak on your personal
thing. If there's any abuse in any of that stuff,
yes,
that's
well,
a whole
and
different.
That was, one was, the other one.
But I mean, I think I know some of your friends that are single women. They're not remarried. Single moms.
I have several single women friends who will never get remarried. That's not their goal.
Right.
That's
yeah.
not their goal, and they are much happier. There was cheating involved. There was emotional abuse, verbal abuse. Yeah. I mean, every situation's different. I just don't know if I would count any of them up to hormones, but I'm not necessarily in that phase quite yet. So maybe I'll have a big,
you had kids.
Right. I mean, like the menopausal thing, maybe I have a bunch of friends in the next few years that I'll go through.
We
that.
Don't hope it happens.
Maybe it happens to me. I don't know.
It's a theory. It's a theory, but it kind of makes sense because then what we always typically do with something going wrong in any relationship or if things, something feels off, we typically don't look at ourselves. We look at our partner and say,
oh, I made that joke last night.
Yeah.
As friends who've gone through three marriages in the time that my husband and I have been married, I'm like, maybe it's you.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be rude. But
then
like,
also there's
point,
people, no offense, not to anyone here, but that are married for a long time and their marriages are horrible.
Oh, no, I agree with
that
too.
There's cheating and there's
if
abuse.
You're referring to that as me. That is not.
No, not right now.
There's ups and downs without a doubt.
100%.
I'm not referring to you. I'm saying we all know people whose marriages, they're together just for the money, or there's been lots of cheating. There's been all sorts of horrible things.
Oh, yeah.
And good for them. They don't give up on each other or whatever, or they have some sort of agreement.
I don't know.
There's a ton of those.
I think you need to get out of an abusive relationship. Right,
I 100% agree with
you.
Oh,
I agree with that. Yeah. But 100%. There's all sorts of abuse. Verbal abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse.
But even the healthiest of marriages are hard. Healthy marriage. And I don't know if mine's the healthiest or healthy.
All marriages
are. It is hard
are.
As hell. Every day I wake up, it is work. Every day I wake up, it is work. I love that man more than anything, more than life itself. I would die for that man. But every day I wake up, our marriage is work. And if it's not, it would crumble.
Of course.
And you know what the funny thing is about the verbal abuse, which I know that's definitely a problem. But I've seen this, that there are also different, what is interpreted differently of verbal abuse. For instance, I hate to say this, but up north, If you listen to a couple that's been married for years, yes, you think down south they would say that is the most verbal abusive marriage I've ever seen in my life.
That was my grandmother and her husband. Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's also a cultural thing too.
And no one's perfect. And any, I've said this, I think this is, I'm giving myself credit on this, a decent point, is that even in non-romantic relationships, they're hard to maintain. Where you
Absolutely.
Can be,
that's true.
And I gave the example of a rock band. They're adored. They could be the most successful rock band or pop group or whatever in the world, yeah, or women's group. And they're adored everywhere they go. They're making millions of dollars. I mean, they're living the dream. And yeah, they're like, and they're not even living with these people. They're just on tour with them. Like, you know what? I don't want to be on tour. And they'll just break up the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when like you're not even dealing with kids or anything. Just, you're just tired of being around. It's hard to be around the same people all the time.
And that's what I try to explain to my daughter and my son, because they're like, well, you guys fought last night. And I said, well, you guys fight all the time.
Right.
You live together.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, look at siblings. Siblings fight like crazy. Yeah.
And you don't even sleep in the same bed every night. Right. Like, right, come on, guys.
Right.
If there was one thing to make a marriage better, and I wish this was the case. Oh, by the way, I had to get this out there. All those love languages that we were talking about, there was somebody else that recently said, all a myth, dispelled. They all are important to everybody. They all contribute to everybody, whether you see it or not. Huh. Being emotionally connected on a physical, even on a physical level, does do wonders, even if that's not your first thing that you say.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they're just ranked.
Right.
You just rank them, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But I think the biggest problem that I have, and I think my wife has, for sure, but I don't want, I'm not in a negative way, because I certainly do too, is pride.
Yes!
Pride is so... Like, you know, I'm right. And then when you finally can break the barrier of pride and give in and admit and be vulnerable, which is very difficult for me, and be vulnerable, a lot can change.
And that's why I'm so happy I'm the most humble person I know. I don't suffer with pride or anything.
Just you saying that.
No, of course. No, and Jason, you don't. Scriptural based, pride cometh before the fall, and that's for everybody.
I have no idea what you just said.
Anyway, pride leads to a lot of problems. Pride leads to problems in your relationship.
Pride leads to the collapse.
Pride leads to problems maybe at a business where somebody can't admit that they're wrong, and they take everyone. It could lead to a team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
you convince yourself to the point that even if you're wrong, you're right.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes you are right, and it's maybe not worth the hope the battle. I don't
pick your fights.
It's hard because when you're 99% right, like I am,
right? It's hard. I get it.
You gotta be vulnerable.
I get it, Jason. Trust me.
I experienced this in your marriage yesterday. I am aware.
And we gotta pretend that Katie's right half the time.
Oh, you know,
just being
poor
nice.
Katie.
Such noble men.
We are very noble.
We really are.
You know that, Squid.